Blog Talk Radio.
Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Don't miss the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sunday evenings from 9 to 11. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say Trust or Andy, and tell them Steve sent you.
Have you seen today's paper? Another industry going to Congress for a handout. The record labels.
I know, and three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
The same stations that raise money for our local charities.
They actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies? I'm going to call our representative right now.
Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, a monthly periodical distributed locally and nationally to over 350,000 readers, listeners, and online visitors. The print magazine has more than 1,000 outlets in Florida, like vitamin shops, gymnasiums, yoga centers, salons, wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores, including online affiliations with MSNShopping.com and Magazines.com. Be sure to tune in for the weekend edition of the show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. And the program is also featured on BlogTalkRadio.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, with today's show, here's your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome to today's show. It's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and of course it is a Thursday afternoon in beautiful downtown sunny Boca Raton. And we're hanging out here live in the studio, and of course if you're listening to us, you're either listening to us on WNN 1470 AM, welcome to the listeners, or Blog Talk Radio, welcome to the listeners, or HolisticHealthMagazine.com. If you are a person that likes to heal about, hear about healing and hear about spiritual aspects and hear about different ways to begin a journey in the holistic lifestyle, this is the show for you today. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be speaking with Rashid Saker, and he is from Griffin's Loft. And it's out there in Davie. And I sat and spoke with our guest for about 20 minutes before the show. And let me tell you something, Rashid is what a guy. You can really tell that he has made it his life's quest to turn Griffin's Loft into a community center to be able to help people with all approaches. It may not be just somebody walking in the door that has a problem with a healing, but it might be a person that's walking through the door that doesn't understand spiritual values because they've been caught up in addiction their whole life. Doesn't matter. He opens the doors for everybody as a community center and gives a well-rounded, holistical, evaluating spiritual mind and body experience when you walk into Griffin's Loft. So what we're going to be doing is talking with him today in regards to that, but I also want to mention to you a few other things. Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical. We are out on the shelves right now. Go to any vitamin shop, go to any Books a Million, and you will be able to pick up the magazine. You can also go to Hastings or Borders Books and pick it up there also. You're also welcome to go to holistichealthmagazine.com and click on directory, and you're more than welcome to look at any of the highlighted red areas on the directory. There's a 50-state directory, and that will show you exactly where the magazine is being distributed and where you can pick up a copy. If you're listening nationally to us today, it's important that you understand that we're about achieving balance through mind, body, and spirit approaches. And it's the Holistic Health Magazine. We are not professionals. I am not a doctor by no means. I might need one every once in a while. But the bottom line is that I am not a doctor. What I'm here to be able to do is carry a message of hope. So if you're hopeless, there is maybe something here that you can, you know, attest to and find works for you in a multitude of approaches that can help you to become hopeful instead of hopeless. So what we have is an opportunity today to be able to, you know, not have such a closed mind on things. Listen, you're talking to a guy that was originally from New York that ran the streets, and I was closed-minded to everything. I was an equal opportunity hater, and the bottom line is that, you know, when things started to come apart in my life, I needed to have an open mind and start looking at different alternatives than what was being presented to me that weren't working. So through that, an open mind has carried me a long way, and, you know, I still have a whole lot longer to go, God willing, a day at a time. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have Griffin's Law, and Rashid is going to be here, and he's going to speak to us in regards to what they're doing out there and what makes it so important as a community center. We'll be back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And again, the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. To Minnesota, and we're with them. November 13th through the 15th, and then, of course, January, we have the January 2nd, second annual Get Green at the Zoo. We also have a great opportunity. We have the 12-Step Music Fest. It's in the Florida Keys, and it's November 5th through the 8th, and you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and check them out. They have a lot of stuff going on. Some great bands going to be down there. I'm actually going to be using that one as a vacation, and I'm looking forward to going. And also, we have the big one. Me and Keith will both be here. It's going to be November 5th through the 7th, the American Holistic Medical Association 2009 conference. And you can go to holisticmedicine.org. and check out that information. We will be there, and there's a lot of people going to be attending that event, and it's going to be one of the gala events. And all the rest of the events can be found on holistichealthmagazine.com. Click on the little button that says events, and you'll be able to find out all of the information that you need. Now, again, what we're here to do today is we're here to talk about places you can go that you can find a different approach. Or maybe if you're hurting and you just need people to be around and you want to find out what's going on in the community, maybe holistically or alternatively, you can go to the Griffin's Loft. And they've been around for quite a while now. Is that correct, Rashid?
We've been at our location now for 4 years.
4 years?
But the Griffin's Loft has actually been around for about 7 years total.
Okay. So when you decided to, 7 years ago, make this commitment.
Actually, I've been with them for the last 4 years.
Okay.
Bar Party, who's one of our associates, is actually the founding partner of Griffin's Loft. She started it, and it has slowly evolved to what it is now, which is we are a full-service holistic and metaphysical center.
Mm-hmm.
We offer everything from massage to Reiki, acupuncture, hypnotherapy, yoga classes, meditation. We have intuitive readers. We have a Sunday service. We've got the tea bar. We've got lunch that you can do at the tea bar cafe. We've got pretty much everything there.
Okay. And so 4 years ago, what made you make the decision that this it had to be a life's quest?
I've been involved in metaphysics pretty much my entire life. My mom exposed us to it at a very young age. And it was one of those things where I actually got involved because of my partner at the time, who was more into the holistic side. And little by little, it just was something that I knew I wanted to do. And in the last, I would say, 2-3 years, it really has become something that I want to be in full time. I actually left the corporate world. I was working in a corporate job for over 15 years.
What did you do?
I was managing, the last job I left at, I was managing a PR firm, but before that I worked for two large international banks, and
mm-hmm.
I've worked in HR, and I've done all of that, and I left it all behind, and I don't plan on going back to it. What I enjoy doing is being at the Griffin's Loft and helping people and really exposing people to all the healing and everything that's out there that we need to understand as far as metaphysics and holistics and just understanding there's more to life than having to work a 9-to-5 job and doing all of that.
And being spiritually filled.
Being fulfilled and
mm-hmm.
just understanding that, you know, there's so much more out there. On the alternative side to look at. people that go through different addiction issues, emotional issues, that are looking for a community space to come and feel comfortable and know that the people that are there are going to understand what they're going through and help them.
Mm-hmm.
Without being judged, without being looked upon for any other reason other than the fact that you're there as another spiritual being that needs help.
So when you decided 4 years ago that you were going to jump in and this was going to be your life's quest, and yeah, you made a decision with your partner, but most importantly, I'm sure that you made the decision because you felt comfortable in Griffin's Loft, or else you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, no, it was just a fun place to be.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere was really nice, and it was just, you felt at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we've continued that and really taken it to the next level of helping people to understand that we're a community space, so
mm-hmm.
I don't expect everyone to walk in there and have to purchase anything or have to get a specific service, but it's the fact that you can come there, hang out, talk to the associates or talk to anybody else, meet friends there, and be able to have spiritual topics and talk about alternative healing and not have anyone look at you like you're strange or think that you're that there's anything wrong with you because of what you're going through is really what makes it special there.
Do you find that when you first went into the area, into the Davie area, were you accepted? Was it something that you started to find a lot of people started coming to you?
It's been interesting. You know, a lot of people will say, you're in Davie. Yes, we're in the heart of Davie.
Right.
But it's the center hub for everywhere. We've got clients that come from as far down as Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We did an event back in April and for Michelle White Dove, and we had people that came from Port St. Lucie because we were the closest location where they could find her. And so it's about exposing, you know, giving people the opportunity to be able to touch upon different healings.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Davie, we found that we're pretty central located. We still get people that will say to us, did you just move here? I'm like, no, we've been here 4 years.
That's amazing, isn't
so.
It? So let me break it down a little bit. When you talk about healing at Griffin Loft, what do you talk about? What is the breakdown? What can you go there to be healed? How the healings work? What are you working on when
on
somebody
healing.
Walks in? Correct.
Well, we do a little bit of everything. It really is for the mind, body, and spirit. We've got massage therapists that are what I consider to be the best, and not just because they're with me, but they've got over 10 years of experience. So you can come and get physical healing. You know, people, mm-hmm. a lot of their clients come in for massages that have injuries, so it's a legitimate massage therapy that they're receiving. We've got yoga, we've got meditation, we've got a hypnotherapist that works with people that have had addiction problems, both with smoking, weight loss, addiction to drugs, relationship addictions. So we can offer just about everything that is out there. We've had people that have been going through chemotherapy and so, you know, they need Reiki, can help with that, with not so much with, can help them with the side effects to help reduce some of the effects of the side effects from chemo. So we can offer a little bit of everything. We've had people come in that have been depressed because they've lost a parent or a spouse who's passed away or a sibling and have been able to receive spiritually what they need to help them continue and to help them pull through that depression. So it's really helping everything. And then on the body side also, we've got yoga. I also have the tea bar. I do holistic teas. The food is all prepared fresh.
I was going to say, you were telling me this. He gets up in the morning and he bakes everything and cooks everything himself for the day's sandwiches and for, it's
all
amazing.
The soups are made from scratch, and it's all fresh vegetables. Or they're all the soups are vegetarian based. I don't use any meats in the soups. But it's all prepared fresh, so people can come in and just hang out, have lunch, have a healthy lunch, have a healthy snack, some tea, and just relax and really feel
not,
that.
Not that 7-Eleven hot dog on a run.
No, absolutely not. No.
You know, it's amazing that you, because I got to tell you, I was telling a story to him before the show. I went out there about a year and a half ago with the magazine, and I was like, I was at the point where I was actually in a van driving around and, like, finding spots to put the magazine out. And I remember walking into your place, and I was just like, wow, this is a really cool place. You could just feel, the essence of the people that were in there. Everybody was happy. Everybody, you know, hi, how are you? You know, when they turned around to look at the door, they had smiles on their faces. And your content that was in there, you have a lot of different things from, you know, different spiritual readings to, you know, different magazines that they can choose from. You know, different things as far as spiritual approaches through crystals, healings, and stuff like that. So I really, really liked the fact that it was so diverse that you could walk through the door and feel that comfortable. And people actually say, hey, how are you, with a smile on their face.
Everyone's friendly, and that's part of what makes it so much of a safe space, that anyone who's going through anything in life can walk in there and feel safe and comfortable, not feel like anyone's staring at you. You're not walking into a place where it's like, okay, are people going to notice that I'm different? It doesn't matter. It's simply about coming in and looking for what's going to help you.
Absolutely. And what is the on the agenda for, say, you know, what you have to have some kind of an idea of where you want to go with it now. You've built it to this point. Where do you see Griffin's Loft going?
It really becomes a thing of reinventing yourself every year. Mm-hmm. I really try to look to bring in new associates every year that can offer all different types of healing. Just this month, we've got a couple of new people joining us. Doing shamanic healing. I have someone that's coming in now with us who does angel therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just about finding people.
What is the shamanic healing?
The associate that we have with us now, he has been certified by a certain Native American tribe to be a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just shaman healing is pretty much on the Native American side, their approach to holistic and metaphysical healing. So,
which brings up a good point, because we had talked about this before the show, that it doesn't matter what religious faith background you happen to be brought up with. It's more of a spiritual approach. That
it is.
Have.
I mean, there's no no one's turned away by whatever religious beliefs are. It really, we all believe in a higher source, and that can be God to whoever you perceive it to be,
mm-hmm.
Whether you're Christian or Jewish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do a non-denomination spiritual service on Sundays, and it's really about offering inspirational talks, inspirational passages. It's helping to inspire people, and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take away from whatever your religious beliefs are. We have people that come to Griffin's Loft who are very religious. They'll come for certain meditations and certain healings, and they're not necessarily interested in what we do metaphysically, and that's okay. The door is still open to them, just like we have people that are totally out of the religious realm and are looking more towards the alternative. They want the metaphysics. They want the holistic, and they're not too concerned about religious backgrounds or religious teachings. So it's a little bit of everything.
Well, that gives you a safe zone.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Again, we really try to make it a safe space and have everyone feel comfortable regardless of whatever their beliefs are.
No, it's good. It's good to know that you can go to a place today, especially in this day and age, and have, you know, relief. You know what I mean? Even if it's just walking through the door and saying, you know, son, I'm okay today. You know, let me sit down and talk about what's going on. Let me have, you know, I got the ability to sit and share with somebody exactly what's going on.
People will release during a lot of the meditations, during the Reiki circles, even during the readings, people will release. People will cry. And, again, creating that atmosphere where it's okay for them to feel that way, it's okay for them to need to release and cry and not feel like a whole crowd is going to turn around and look at them and say, why is that person crying? But embrace it and help them through it is what we're about.
Love and compassion.
Yeah, it is. And again, you never know the person sitting next to you what they're going through.
And you were saying that before. You know, that's something that I found very special about you, because you were saying you really don't know. If somebody could be sitting next to you, they could have lost their mom, lost their dad, or they could be going through all of these things, and you're really not, you know, sure. Do you find where you'll sit down and talk with somebody that tends to be new or maybe showing up every once in a while, and you sit down and you kind of find out where they're at?
Oh, yeah. One of the cool things about having the T-bar is it literally is a T-bar.
Mm-hmm.
People come there. I've got four stools there. People come and sit at the stools, and they'll get a cup of tea, and they'll start talking to you, and little by little, they'll feel comfortable enough to share what they're going through and what they're looking for as far as healing or advice, you know. And it's a great opportunity as a human being to be able to help somebody else that way and help them understand that, you know, they're not alone or that they're not unique in what they're going through. Other people have gone through it and can help them understand what's going on. And it's not necessarily about pushing that, oh, well, you're going through this, so, you know, you need to get a reading or you need to get, you know, do this or do that. But it's helping them understand that there are alternatives, and when they're ready for it, they're welcome to come in and participate in them. And that's the approach that we use. I don't need to sell all the services I offer there. I've had people walk in once, sit around and look and pick up a couple of brochures of services that we offer and walk right back out again, and people will say, well, didn't you want to offer? I said, no. When the person's ready, they'll come back. And sure enough, a couple of days later, a week later, a month later, they'll come back in and they'll say, listen, I remember you explaining this to me, and I'd like to participate in it. When is this meditation taking place, et cetera? So when they're ready, they're ready.
And when you have a person like that and you make that decision to kind of let them go, do you kind of feel it in your heart that, you know, that, you know, they'll come back when they're ready?
I've never lost a customer. I've never felt uncomfortable about referring someone. If I don't have something at the Griffin's Loft, sometimes a crystal or a particular item of merchandise or a service, I don't feel uncomfortable saying, listen, you can try this place, refer them another place. And people will say, you're losing a customer. I'm like, no, trust me, they will be back.
Correct.
Because they'll remember the fact that you were willing to help them. Again, that's what I just did for that person. I helped them in what they were looking for, and they will be back, and sure enough, they are.
So here's the reality of what we're talking about today. We're talking about treating other people the way we want to be treated, and the Griffin's Loft definitely carries that message of treating other people with love, compassion, and giving an opportunity for you to walk through the door. If you're hurting and you're hopeless, you can get some hope at the Griffin's Loft. We'll be back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. 759-3746.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops,
as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. Of course, we are sitting here live in Boca Raton with a beautiful day. And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, welcome. If you're listening on Holistic Health Magazine, welcome. We want to, let you know that Holistic Health Magazine is here today, and we're talking about, you know, different community centers. And the one that we have in today is Griffin's Loft. And Rashid Saker is here with us today, and Rashid is a pretty nice guy. He's really down to earth and very open to having people ask him questions and giving true answers. You can just tell it in his psyche. One of the things that I noticed here is the following holistic services and metaphysical services are available at our facility, and one of them is anger management, anger therapy. And what do you find with your anger therapy? Do you have counselors on staff you find that the therapists on staff will help people deal with different things like anger or different things like emotional feelings coming up and things like that?
We do, and it's funny when you mentioned at the beginning of your show, not everyone that we have are therapist or trained in anything, but what we try to help people out with is understanding what they're going through. A lot of times people will come in with anger issues because of loss of a family member or just what's going on in life right now. You know, why are they in the relationship that they're in? Why are things happening to them with their business right now with the economic situation? A lot of people are struggling, and they're looking for help.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now. You know, people are upside down right now. They're hurting.
And they're hurting, and it's not just financially, but it's emotionally and spiritually. Mm. You know, people feel really torn. You know, father can't provide for his family. Husband and wife are struggling, and yet they still can't maintain their home.
And losing jobs.
And
house being upside down, foreclosure, can't afford enough. You know,
we've had a lot of our clients come in last year, you know, losing jobs and not knowing what to do and feeling desperate. And they're reaching out. And one of the things we try to do is we don't want to take advantage of that. You know, last year we had so many of our clients come in desperate, grasping at straws and wanting us to you know, tell them that everything's going to be okay and tell them that a new job is a week away or a month away. Mm. And we can't. As intuitive counselors, we don't know that future. But what we can try to do is help them understand where they're at and what they can do realistically to prepare themselves and to help them out that way.
And auricular therapy, that is an ear, correct?
That's a new therapy that actually we just brought in this month. It's one of our new associates. And it is, I don't know all the specific details of it. She uses a small bead, and it's to help out with different. It's mapping out the ear as an inverted fetus, and what she does is she locates a specific point on the ear and helps with a pulse reaction to respond. And it's been used successfully to help heal accident-related pain, such as back pain, whiplash. It also helps with the sinuses, mild arthritis, sciatica, and also helps healing some old scar tissue. So it's actually one of the new therapies we've just brought in this month.
What are some of the other new therapies that are in?
We have the shamanic healing that we've brought in. Mm-hmm. In fact, tonight at 7:30, Philip, who's the new associate that's joined us, is doing the Medicine Wheel Bundle Ceremony, and that's at 7:30. And,
okay. And what's that? What's that?
It's providing blessings, and
okay, we're going to the videotape.
I'm going to video. Yeah, no. what he does is basically it's to help sage and clear a space, and they'll use stones and herbs to create prayer bundles, and you can actually put photos and other objects that you want blessed in the circle. And so he'll be doing that tonight, and hopefully he'll continue that every other Thursday, along with other. He'll also be doing drumming. He's also going to be doing shamanic healing specifically for people.
When you go into the Griffin's Loft in one of these events, how many people could be there?
It varies. We can have sometimes a small group of five to up to 20, 30 people. For the Reiki circles, we can sometimes get up to 30 people.
Is there a cost factor to get involved in any of these
events? All the different meditations and workshops have different price structures, but no one's ever turned away because you don't have the money. And that's one thing that we always want our clients to understand. It'll always say suggested donation or a love donation of $10 or $7. It depends on what meditation or service it is. But we will never turn anyone away for a Reiki or for any of the meditations. If a person says, I don't have the finances for it, that's okay. We still want you to be there and participate and heal from it. We don't have anyone standing at the counter collecting. We put out a basket, and everyone puts their donation in the basket. So we're not there counting and watching to see who's putting in how much.
Not stamping their hand at the door.
No, we're not stamping their hands. We're not doing a head count. That's been a controversial thing. We've had people that will tell us that we need to do it, other people that will say that for healing we shouldn't. It's there. We just know that we're here to provide a service, and we're going to do it regardless.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, in the long run, in the long run of life, if you have that type of attitude that you have, that you're utilizing that space and you're putting that basket out and whoever's going to donate, don't you always find that when you take that approach that everything tends to get paid?
It works out. I mean, do we struggle? We've had our moments of struggle. I've told people, you know, spirit doesn't pay FP&L. I have to. So we've gone through where we've talked to the crowds and just let them know, listen, you know, we enjoy providing this service, but we do ultimately have to pay rent and have to pay utilities. Mm-hmm. But I also want people to understand that again, for the issues that they're going through, if someone doesn't have a job and they want to sit and receive Reiki because they're so emotionally distraught at the fact that they don't know how they're going to pay their bills, I don't want to stop them from coming because they don't have $7 to put in the basket.
Correct.
And that's the same philosophy for all the meditations
philosophy.
And other healings. Somehow things will work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 4 years. We're still there, you know, with the economy the way it is. You know, we're going through tough times, but the doors are still open, and we're going to continue doing what we need to do for people.
Well, and here's the good news. You know, if somebody's walking through the door and they're financially in a position where they can help the situation and they choose not to, that's going to come back on them too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
karma comes back.
Absolutely, baby. So, you know, I know that the street that you're on, in that location that you're on, I'm going to probably go somewhere that I shouldn't go, but I'm going to go anyway.
Okay.
You know, I was homeless at one point of my addiction. I was living under a bridge in Miami, and there was two places in Miami that I would go. One was the Little River Club that just, like, you know, I would walk in the door, and they would just, like, say, have a seat and have a cup of coffee and just sit down. And have you ever found that? Because I know that area out there, you do have some people that come in, they have to be coming in the door saying, hey, listen, can I have a glass of water? Can I have it? And I'm sure you're...
Well, there was a homeless person that was actually living there on our strip mall for a while. He was sleeping on the bench. And from time to time, I'd bring out water or any of the sandwiches and stuff like that. Have I had people come into the Griffin's Loft? Yeah, I have.
I mean, it probably sounds like a strange question, but I got to throw that because I know that's more of my heart's at, really.
Again, someone comes in and... If I'm there and they don't have enough money to pay for the sandwich, you know, it's my judgment call. And 99% of the time, I'm not going to – if someone's hungry, I'm not going to stop them from eating. If someone needs something, again, that's what we're there for. You know, water is free.
So it's a true true community center as it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So I unfortunately have too big a heart. So if someone comes in and, you know, and they say to me, oh, I didn't have enough money to pay for everything, I'm like, fine, you've got credit. Don't worry. Just eat and relax. Yeah.
Well, you know something, again, I think that that's what we're talking about here is true community spirit, and you have true community spirit as a whole, and you're bringing people, you know, a message. And my message is today to people that have been listening to this show that if you are, you know, into the alternative approaches, and even if you're not and you want to just check this out, stop by. You know, if you're in a position where you can help out Griffin's Loft and buying some things and helping them to financially support their cause, because that's what it is. It's a cause. It's a cause to open up this community center and keep people there and have it open for 4 years. You know, and if you can help that financially along for them, great. But at the same token, as he said, you know, they are there to be able to help the community as a whole. Now, again, I think there has to be a balance on that. So if you are somebody that can, you know, look at this as a new approach in your life, go check it out. You know, what's the address out there?
We're at 4282 South University Drive. We're just north of Griffin Road on the east side of the street. Landmarks, we're right before the Bedding Barn and on the same side of the street as Tijuana Taxi Restaurant.
What's your phone number there?
Oh, 954-625-6775, and they can also visit the website at www.griffinsloft.com. And we've got an online calendar there. They can check it out and see all the events throughout the year. They can check out the bios of all the associates that are with us, the different services, what we're about. They can also find us on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook, and I post all the menus for every day on Facebook.
So it's Griffin's Loft on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how long do you see the recession hanging with us? What's your thought on that?
What I've been saying pretty much is that it took a long time to create it. It didn't happen overnight. I think it's going to take a while before we see some major changes coming through. Things are going to get better, but I think that we've still got a way to go. And the assumption that, you know, President Obama came in and that things are going to change right away, none of this happened overnight. We've been in a recession for a long time. I was saying that last year to everybody, and people were saying, don't be negative. I'm like, I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic. But I think it's going to take a while. We can't expect that in 8 months that he's been president that things are going to change that quick. It's going to take a while.
Well, there's an old saying, if you walk 50 miles into the woods, it takes 50 miles to get out.
Exactly. So, yeah. And it's not a prediction on my part. I'm just saying realistically what everybody has to think about.
No, it's a realistic insight. Because everybody sees the same thing. Hey, listen, anytime you go into a situation and you expect it to be, you know, just like totally over with and have expectations of that, I know for myself, when I start putting false expectations on things, I'm a miserable person.
It took 4 years to destroy. It's going to take another couple of years to fix.
You think? Well, listen, we're going to go to our next break. When we come back, we're going to be talking events. We're going to be talking events at Griffin's Loft. So you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper. If you're driving, don't do that, but listen up. We'll get back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive three great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and two free books. Call toll-free 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and it's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we are sitting here with Rashid Saker, and he is with the, of course, Griffin's Loft, and they're out in Davie, and of course, if you're out in the Davie area, it's at 4282 South University Drive, and their phone number is 954-625-6775. You can also go to griffinsloft.com. And that's griffinsloft.com. And what we're going to be talking about here in the last part of our show over the next 10 minutes or so is we're going to be speaking about different events that are going on. You want to give us a highlight of the next week or so of events that's going on over at Griffin's Loft?
Well, pretty much Monday through Sunday we've got things going on. Monday nights we've got Violet Flame Meditation, Hermetic Healing class. Tuesdays we do the Reiki circle. Wednesdays we have yoga and we have a Sufi chanting healing circle. Thursdays, every other Thursdays coming up, we're going to be doing the medicine bundle ceremony. Friday afternoons, for people that don't work or that have some time or want to enjoy something really nice, Friday afternoons we do a Reiki circle at 12:30. And we also will be now in August doing the Soul Awakening through Emotional Healing with Angels Therapy.
Okay.
And then Saturday mornings, we do yoga again. And then we do different workshops on the different Saturdays. And then Sunday, we do our Sunday spiritual service.
Is there anything that happens on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis?
Like once a month, do you have events that take place?
We
once
do.
A month?
For example, this weekend coming, we're going to be completing the second part of the Akashic Records workshop. A lot of our associates not only provide the services that they do, but they also teach.
Okay.
So a lot of our associates will teach tarot, will teach mediumship classes, will do classes on angel therapy, Akashic records. So they're doing different events. On August 22nd, we're doing the Psychic Round Robin, which is a really cool event. We do that every 3 to 4 months.
Okay. What does that entail?
We have about a dozen readers. We get in about anywhere from 40 to 60 people at the Griffin's Loft. Everybody sits around tables. And the mediums, and I'm one of them, we will go every 20 minutes or so, we will go to a different table and provide popcorn readings where we do quick little readings for everybody at the table.
That's cool.
It's an opportunity to be exposed to different types of readings. Some do angel cards, some do traditional tarot.
Some of you feel more comfortable with too. So you
it's a lot of fun. It's better than bingo. And it lasts about 3 hours. And it's really fun. We will get sometimes up to 60 people, and we provide snacks and beverages for everyone. And it's just a great night of getting little readings. They are real readings, but we try to make it fun and playful and just enjoy it. So we have that coming up on the 22nd. And then for events also in September, I'm excited about having Joseph Labrato is coming to Griffin's Loft to do a gallery.
Give a little bit of background.
Joseph is a local known medium. He also has a radio show and does TV appearances. And he's going to be doing a gallery, which is pretty much messages from heaven. He's a medium.
Okay.
So he'll be providing messages to people and also answering questions for them. And he's coming on September 12th.
September 12th.
Yeah. We've had Michelle Whitedove just 2 weeks ago do an event, and she's coming back again in the fall.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. So
So you definitely are staying busy, that's for sure.
We're keeping busy, and we're trying to
letting
really,
no grass grow under your feet.
No, and we're really, one of the things that we try to do is we try to bring in outside facilitators who don't necessarily have a specific location where they provide their different services or healings and bring them in. Typically, we do it on the weekends, on the Saturdays, and have them provide workshops and events and get the community exposed to different healings and different healing modalities that exist out there.
Do you get any? Do you get involved in anything like in the community for block parties and stuff like that? Do you throw like events like
we,
that?
We have in the past done events to food drives, and we've done events where we've donated the proceeds to different charities and stuff like that. I'll be honest with you, we haven't done it probably in the last year or so simply because of the economics. It,
mm-hmm.
It's been difficult to get people to donate, but we have done auctions in the past. We've done a Reiki circle where we donated all the proceeds to an AIDS organization, and we did
sure.
it on Red Ribbon Day, on World AIDS Day. We've done food bank drives for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we do try to help out the community.
Do you, at this point, I like what you said, because when we talked before the show, you said that you really, really make it a point to look at everybody that is affiliated and associates of Griffin's Loft to make sure that they are performing in integrity and in love. And that's one of the things that we had spoke about, and I want to hear more about that.
Well, yeah, I am not just the Griffin's Loft. The Griffin's Loft is all of the associates. We wouldn't be as successful in doing everything we do if it wasn't for them. So I'm proud that I have all the people that I have there. They're all professionals. They've all got at least 10 or more years of experience in everything that they do. So these are people that oftentimes the first question I get asked when someone comes in is, well, who's the best here? They're all good. It's not a matter of who's the best. It's what you will be attracted to as far as the
connection.
Energy work that you need. But they're all professionals, the highest level of integrity. I trust them all. You know, they are what makes the Griffin's Loft the Griffin's Loft. If it wasn't for them, you know, we're just a building. It's those associates that really make it happen. And I'm proud of all of them. You know, they really, I trust them 100%. The work that they do, the level of integrity is there. We all believe in the same philosophy. We're going to help someone. And a lot of times my associates have reduced their set prices and said, you know, if that's all you have, that's fine. Let's still do the treatment that we need to do. Or let's still do the service that you need, and we'll accept that. And they'll clear it with me and be sure that, you know, if we're all on the same page. But they know that my philosophy is the same thing. You know, we're there to help somebody. We certainly don't want people to come and take advantage of that.
Right.
But, you know, if someone's in need, again, I don't want to stop them from receiving that healing.
Well, and I think that's why it was important, and I'll reiterate again, you know, if you're sitting and you're somebody that, you know, is looking for an alternative approach, and you go to Griffin's Loft and you say you don't have any money and you have a pocket full of it, karma's not really good when it comes to things like that. It will catch up to you sooner or later. So, but again, you know, the heart is there and your end of it's there. And usually good karma brings back good karma. So, you know, that's
and
a beautiful
you can
thing.
Tell. You can tell. I mean, you can see it in a person when someone's hurting and they need the help, and that's what we're there to do.
Mm-hmm. And in the end, if you had to shape all of this conversation up so far, if you had to say to me, John, this is what I want your listeners to know, what would that be?
That we are there to help the community, that we've got so much to offer on the alternative and holistic metaphysical side. Come and check us out. Again, we don't take the approach of you walk through the door, we're going to hound you and force you to do anything. We just want you to come and experience what's there, and you'll know when you're ready to receive something, and when you're ready, we're there. We're there to help you out.
And on Sundays, they have the kind of spiritual service, correct?
It's a Sunday service. It's non-denomination. It's mostly meditation, inspirational passages, talk about different inspirational topics, like when The Secret first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Raquel, who does the Sunday service, would talk about The Secret during the service. Sometimes she even opens the floor to have people talk about what issues they're going through.
They have the new Secret out. It's The Secret Beyond, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I heard that. Matter of fact, I got a couple of people that were on the show about a month ago. They're getting ready to have in October, November, they're getting ready to have a couple of days where they're going to be talking about that.
It's part of being, you know, we have to keep growing. So we can't just feel that we've reached, I don't think we're ever going to reach the pinnacle. We're going to keep going and
there's
going.
There's no ringing the bell.
No, as long as we want to continue growing, then there's always going to be opportunities to look for different alternatives and different healings and different levels to get higher and higher.
Rashid is from, of course, the Griffin's Loft, and we want to thank him for being on our show today. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Great information. He can be reached at 954-625-6775. You can also go to griffinsloft.com. You can also go right by there. You don't even have to go through all those technical things.
Stop in,
things.
Have some tea. We provide complimentary tea the first time someone comes to visit, so come on, stop in.
All right. That's 4282 South University Drive. And if you are an avid Holistic Health Magazine reader and you've been picking up your Holistic Health Magazine on the Vitamin Shop there, I think it's 1557 South University Drive, you can go right down the street.
Yeah,
that's right down the street. You know, so in a way, I'm glad that the show has been able to promote Griffin's Loft, because now Sunday I'm going to have to go check out and see what the service is all about, because of course I always seek different things and it's all about growth. So I want to thank our listeners on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank our listeners on HolisticHealthMagazine.com and to our local listeners on WWNN 1470 AM. We want to thank you for, you know, giving your time and your energy to changing that dial to listen to us. Tomorrow is Ask Christy. Christy will be on the air. So if you're having a relationship issue, you have a relationship addiction, you've been with the same guy or gal for 10 years and you can't figure out why you want to be with her or him, and you've been wanting to leave for 9 of the 10 years and you can't do it and you're addicted and you're licensed and you want to get out of it, let's ask Christy. Give a call tomorrow. She'll answer those questions and help you out. In the meantime, have a blessed day. Look forward to another hour with us tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.